For Good Measure, an interview series celebrating diverse composers and other creative artists, sponsored by a grant from the California Arts Council. I'm Nanette McGinnis, Artistic Executive Director of Ensemble for These Times. In this week's episode, we continue our conversation with Darian Donovan Thomas, who we spoke to in December 2021. Social justice, intersectionality, and inclusivity are at the core of your practice. Can you talk about your artistic vision and whether the pandemic and the events of 2020-21 have shifted your perspective as an artist of change?
I've always thought that anything an artist says will be taken in the context of their time. Even to choose not to respond to your time is still a choice. And so I'd much rather be one of the artists who's responding to the things that are happening around me. It also feels like an important way to remain authentic and not to feel untethered from the world around me. Even if I'm creating things that are ethereal or dreamy or abstract art, sound for sound's sake, it's still going to be grounded in the time that I'm in, right? The sirens of 2021 or 2020 in New York and the police cars and all the chants of the people and all the talking that happens around different topics of police brutality or around the topics of COVID. This chattering, frenetic energy was very much the sound world of that year. And so it wouldn't make sense to ignore it and not put it in my art, you know? And I think the goals are that, like, I found that I have a way of saying things sometimes in art that communicates a message differently than people have heard it before. This happened with Kid Gunner Brother. This happened with Steven Clark, where I just remember the piece being premiered and then people in the audience coming up to me afterwards and saying, I never actually thought about it that way. And it felt like they had a better understanding of what needed to be said. Because there's a weird austerity in music sometimes where it can be non-emotional and it can be purely dative, almost like a sonic grasp. And I think sometimes that's more effective than everything that media does at the moment, because that's a whole dramatic mess and theatrical quandary, honestly, to figure out, like, which media outlet should I be listening to? Where should I be getting resources from? Where should I be getting info from? And if I can make something really clear in art, then I would love to do that. And that feels like a good use for art as well. And then, of course, always balancing it out with making things that are, I don't know, just beautiful. Like, around the same time that I made, It's a disintegrating foundation under a catastrophe of air, this solo bass piece about COVID and about George Floyd protests all happening at the same time. I also made Florid Ephemera, which is this abstract sound for sound's sake string orchestra piece. And it feels good to do both, to be like, I'm not a person that makes only one kind of art, but also I am very capable of making both kinds, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a great answer. I've always felt that music talks directly to the reptile part of our brain, the emotional core. And so we can talk directly to it without actually having to whack it over the head because it's already ready to respond. It's there.
Right. Yes, exactly that. Mm-hmm.
Any advice for aspiring or current artists, either in these pandemic times or in general?
There are a couple of things that I wish people would have told me, like the notion that finals week actually keeps coming back. that doesn't stop just in school. I just had a crazy assignment where I had to chart out like 12 songs for string orchestra in like a day and a half. And the way that, yes, thank you. The way that my desk became my college desk instantly was really funny, where I took a picture of it. There's like my laptop, my violin is next to my laptop. The laptop has like 36 windows open and like so many PDFs and so many Sibelius files. It's confusing. I have a mug of like tea. I have a thermos of water. I have oatmeal and a parfait nearby. There's a trash bag there. It's just a mess. But it's like, this is just college again. This is like totally finals week of college again. And this is not the first time this has happened since college. So I think knowing, like, maybe the actual tip there is, like, really learn how to deal with the periods of intense stress, because they come back a lot, often. And then also just, like, do as much as you can to figure yourself out, and to be at peace with yourself, because that's where your best art is going to come from. And I think my art got a lot better once I accepted, or at least was able to look at my shortcomings. Like, once I stopped being blindsided by my own self, everything became a lot clearer, and therefore, like, what I wanted to say became a lot clearer in my work. And it's easier to just let art happen as opposed to, like, making it happen. Yeah. And, you know, like, going back to the beginning thing of, even if you don't respond to the times around you, that's a response. And people will read into that. So just figure out how much control you want to have over how people are reading into you. And then move accordingly.
That makes sense. For a long time, my mom, who is a digital visual artist, refused to title her works because she didn't want people to have a preconceived notion that she was putting on her art, but to see it for themselves. Yeah. And what I think you said earlier is important about knowing yourself, being authentic, and embracing who you are. Mm-hmm. Then until you do that, you can't speak with your own voice because you don't know what your voice is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it keeps going. It's like constant exploration for the rest of your life, and the rest of my life. But that's part of the fun, right? It's good to know that a person won't always sound the same, and that a person can change.
Exactly. You get to have your blue period or your second style, right?
Right, exactly.
This is great. These are fabulous answers. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for listening to For Good Measure, and a special thank you to our guest, Darian Donovan Thomas, for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast by clicking on the subscribe button and support us by sharing it with your friends, posting about it on social media, and leaving us a rating and a review. To learn more about E4TT, our concert season online and in the Bay Area, or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us at www.e4tt.org. This podcast is made possible in part by a grant from the California Arts Council and generous donors like you. For Good Measure is produced by Nanette McGinnis and Ensemble for These Times and designed by Brennan Stokes, with special thanks to audio engineer extraordinaire Stephanie Newman. Remember to keep supporting equity in the arts and tune in next week for Good Measure.